Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside.
Of the Australian Olympic team and to be part of Breaking's Olympic debut. What the other athletes have achieved has just been phenomenal.
All right, so we have here what I would very tongue-in-cheekly refer to as breaking news. Breakdancing news. the ray gun phenomenon. Of course, I was off all last week, so I know this probably got talked about a fair bit, or maybe it didn't. I don't know, but oh my God. So I watched the male breakdancing part of the Olympics. I watched like 5 minutes of the females. It didn't captivate me as much. I thought that the skill level was not comparable to the men. The men were amazing. I mean, genuinely amazing. For the people who thought that that was not good breakdancing, you just don't have any idea what you're talking about. We love dance competitions like So You Think You Can Dance, and they get, you know, fairly good breakdancers try out on that show, and then some other competition shows as well. The folks in the Olympics were fantastic. I mean, they were well beyond even that skill level, and especially for it all being improvised battle style instead of, you know, pre-planned choreography, just phenomenal. All except for one. all except for Ray Gunn, Rachel Gunn, the college professor who has degrees in what, the politics of dance or the culture of dance or whatever. It's also such an amazing story. In case you haven't, I don't know, picked up an internet lately, I don't know how to describe it. If you haven't seen, there's not much I can do. And for those of you who have been anywhere on a computer in the last 2 weeks, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is the girl in the green jumpsuit doing the sprinkler or wriggling around on the ground like she's having a seizure, or which might be an insult to people who actually have them because, I mean, amazing. And the kangaroo and the hopping and the all of it. Okay, so she has been excoriated in the media for this horrifically bad performance. A performance that it seems like a joke. When you see it, you think, ah, this is a good gag. This is really funny. This is serious? Like, that's how you react to it. And and she scored very, very, very low. I mean, there was like only a couple of judges in one category, creativity, gave her high marks because, you know, gave her the win a couple of times. But she didn't win any of her competition. Did terrible, obviously. Got totally blown out in the Olympics because it was genuinely insulting and ridiculous and offensive. Like, Eddie the Eagle was way better at ski jumping than Ray Gunn was at breakdancing. If you remember Eddie the Eagle, you know, the guy who could only jump like half the distance anybody else could do because it was like the first time that England had ever put, I mean, you know, like that story, okay? But everybody knew he was terrible and he knew he was terrible, but there was still a kind of a, well, look, he's doing it anyway, you know? And for her, there was none of that. There was just, oh my God, who let her into the Olympics? So I have thoughts about this. 437-1620, feel free to weigh in with your thoughts. Before we get to, she actually put out a video on, I think it was Friday is when she actually put this up on Instagram, talking about it. A couple of things worth knowing. Number one, did she qualify against a field of competitors in Australia? She did. She did. Was she better or different or, because one theory about this was, like, trying to salvage rationality is that she was trying to do something just so different that people wouldn't understand, that it was somehow meaningful, that it was some kind of, like, modern art take, a deconstruction of breakdancing or, you know, something like that. Like, it was really super high level instead of just terrible. It wasn't that. It was really her just trying to do her best. And so people wondered that. Another thing they wondered is, well, what about the other people in Australia? You know, was she better than they were? She actually won contests to get to the Olympics. The footage has just come out. I'm not kidding. This is a serious thing. They've just found the footage of her final competition in Australia where she qualified, and she did all the same kind of stuff, and it's really unbelievably not great. And the other person was better, okay, but not massively better, you know? So I think against the field, maybe she is in the Australian breakdancing scene rather average among the leaders. I don't know what I'm trying to say. So she really did qualify. And the Australian breakdancers, they're taking all this heat. They're very upset about this. They don't feel like they're being properly represented. We'll come back to this in a second because I do have some thoughts that might surprise you about this subject. 437-1620 if you want to weigh in. John Pickens back. I'm in Chicago at the DNC, of course, this morning. We'll be covering that all week, hopefully safely. Very much anticipating what's going to happen this week. Not quite sure what to expect. Anyway, John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're at the intersection in 9 Mile and Highway 29 going east or westbound, you're going to see some delays, about a 5-7 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn and her just pathetic performance at the Olympics, insultingly bad performance at the Olympics. Couple of thoughts. One thought. If you've never tried to do any kind of breakdancing, you may not understand this, but actually some of her moves were not terrible. They were things that, like, you couldn't just learn to do in 5 minutes. Now, some of them clearly were. The ones that people are making fun of online, like the kangaroo and the sprinkler and the wriggle worm, yes, okay? But if you watch, she's actually fairly flexible, relatively strong, and she clearly has been trying to do breakdancing. I say this as somebody who was never any good, but back in the day, back in the 80s, with pictures to prove it, I'm just saying that, like, objectively speaking, she shouldn't have been at the Olympics, obviously, but there was skill and strength and coordination involved in the terrible things she was doing. Okay, so I want to give her that. The second thing, entertainment value is off the charts. Now, if the Olympics is supposed to be the best of the best of the best of all of these sports and you're supposed to watch it for the competition value of athletic endeavor, oh, zero. Okay? For Olympic, zero, clearly. But are you not entertained? I mean, how many hours, how many memes, how many laughs, how many people have talked about it? Here I am talking about it a week later. You know, like, this... not as an athletic thing, but as a cultural phenomenon, you know, you'll remember where you were when you first saw the Australian breakdancing woman kind of stuff. Like, this is 30 years from now. You'll probably remember this. And as a contribution to culture, I think you have to give her some credit, inadvertent credit that I don't think she intended. But still, there it is. Now, as far as her comments... This is what she said. This is...
Well, I went out there and I had fun. I did take it very seriously. I worked my butt off preparing for the Olympics, and I gave my all, truly.
And honestly, I believe that. But this is a great case where you needed somebody around you to say, oh dear, no. This is we just had our 27-year anniversary, and one of the things I said in my Facebook post about it is, one of the great contributions my wife makes to my life is she keeps me from doing the dumb stuff I would do on my own. And, you know, not all of it, I still persist, but a lot of it, and you need people in your life who are like, oh, sweet Jesus, no. Don't do this. And apparently she doesn't have enough of those people. But here's also what she said.
Hi, everyone. Ray Gunn here. I just want to start by thanking all the people who have supported me. I really appreciate the positivity, and I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives. That's what I hoped. I didn't realize that would also open the door to so much hate, which has frankly been pretty devastating.
I believe that. I think of, like, Steve Bartman, the woeful Cubs fan who interfered with Moises Alou in the NLCS so many years ago and had to, like, move and go into hiding, basically, undeservedly, because all he did was a momentary thing that didn't even change the outcome of the game. The Cubs blew it on their own after that, but he just had to become anonymous. This was the early age of, you know, becoming a pariah over something, and I can imagine that the things that has been said about her that she has read or seen online, she can't go anywhere near a computer, I would imagine. And that's very unfortunate, which, again, is that her fault or is that the fault of people around her for letting her go through with this and not realizing, oh, my God, no, this can't happen. And, you know, she is leaving basically the country for a while to vacation and get away from it all.
I'm going to be in Europe for a few weeks for some pre-planned downtime. But I'd really like to ask the press to please stop harassing my family, my friends, the Australian breaking community, and the broader street dance community. Everyone has been through a lot as a result of this, so I ask you to please respect their privacy.
And I completely agree with her about that. And also, by the way, somebody had sent in a text and said that they don't find it entertaining at all because it feels like bullying to them. And I understand that. And I think that this woman brought herself into a position where she had no idea that this was... But that's also the hard part for me to understand, because anybody who's in a sport, like, this would be the equivalent of getting into the 3-meter competition and belly flopping, or doing a jackknife or a cannonball. You know, it's outrageously out of place. And does she deserve to be, you know, castigated and made to feel humiliated and all of that? I mean, nobody really deserves that. It's not like she committed some grave moral evil, okay? I feel sorry for her. But at the same time, you know, this is... Somebody should have told her. Somebody should have said something. And they apparently didn't. And the mocking has been... relentless, okay? And I'm going to play this for you only because this is the other side of the coin. This is the kind of how it's been handled by some of the... And I thought that this was somebody pretending to be her with the, you know, with the accent on Instagram.
I think what people don't understand about breaking is that it's not just a dance, it's not just a sport, it's a lifestyle. When you're a B-girl like me, there's no days off. One minute I might be making a sandwich, and the next time I'm hitting the sprinkler, or I'm rolling around on the floor, you know, it just comes over me. I have a PhD in dance culture, so legally that makes me good at it. Good at dance.
I'm sorry. This is so fun. To me, it was so entertaining.
Breaking represents life. So, for example, when I hit my signature kangaroo move, kangaroo, Australia, Ray Gun, a lot of people miss that. I'm actually a professor and I teach about the cultural politics of breakdancing. And breaking was invented by African-American teens in New York City in the 1970s. So I thought, who better to represent that culture than me? Ray Gun.
And then this is a brilliant SNL sketch, right? I mean, the satire in this is remarkably good.
People are saying I was appropriating dance culture because I'm a white woman. But here's the thing. When you've already decolonized dance, as I have done, you can't then recolonize it. It cancels out.
Very, very well done. 625 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. And, I will post. Somebody said we need to post the, it's not pictures. It's actually the video of her initial tryout. I will post that on our Facebook page here in just a minute. 437-1620 back in Pensacola. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We're starting to see some slowdown if you're heading southbound from Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola. Just be aware of that through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So you're getting ready to do a home improvement project and you're just sure that you know how to do it and the best way to do it and the most efficient, best results, right? Okay, great. But one of my old bosses always had an expression. He said, Andrew, there's only two times I want you to come ask me for advice. I want you to come ask me for advice when you're not sure what to do and when you are. Which is his way of saying always ask. And the reason I mention this is because Pensacola Hardware is that expert resource. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. They know. It's in the blood. It's institutional knowledge. And so if you go there and ask them, they're not going to be like, huh, I never heard about that before. Let me see if anybody here understands. They will have seen it. And they will know how to give you advice and then obviously help you buy the right tool for the right job so that you get the right result and you wind up happy in the end. That's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, helping people in this area since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
My grandfather taught me, if you give a small man a little bit of power, you have a big problem. Well, District 1 Escambia County, you have a big problem. District 1 has a commissioner who helped authorize a retirement plan for other commissioners that was outrageously expensive and stopped by a lawsuit. It is time to get decisions out of back rooms. It's time for a change. Vote Steve Stroberger on August 20th.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local.
Yes, indeed. Tomorrow is the primary, so I know we've got a lot of political ads that we're running in our final day before. Tomorrow is the election, so get out and vote if you have not already. Some very, very interesting local races. We'll talk about a little bit of that coming up next after we have local news and Fox News. I am in Chicago. I'm Andrew McKay in Chicago for the DNC. Nothing's happened just yet, but that's because things start today. The Biden Tribute Day, or something like that.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Democratic National Convention is underway in Chicago. President Biden speaks tonight.
President Biden is expected to warn of a threat to democracy posed by former President Trump and why his partner, Vice President Kamala Harris, should be the next president. Harris won't formally accept the nomination until Thursday night, but she is expected to be in the United Center this evening for the president's address. First Lady Jill Biden and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also rally delegates on this opening night.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There's a House Republican report on the president's impeachment.
The House Oversight, Judiciary, and Ways and Means Committees, they've been leading this impeachment inquiry against President Biden for months, and they said their investigation found that President Biden engaged in impeachable conduct and said he abused his office and, quote, defrauded the United States to enrich his family.
Fox's Brooke Singen. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have partly cloudy skies. Beautiful but hot, humid, and muggy morning. It's 82 degrees right now. And it's been several months now since senior airman Roger Fortson was shot and killed in his home in Okaloosa County by a now former Okaloosa deputy. But family members in the NAACP are not letting up on their calls for the deputy to be charged.
Justice for Roger Fortson. Justice for Roger Fortson. Justice for Roger Fortson.
That from a press conference that was held late last week. We are expecting to hear this week on whether former Okaloosa deputy Eddie Duran will face charges for that shooting. It happened back in May when Fortson answered the door to his apartment with a pistol in his hand. The deputy immediately began firing after seeing the weapon. An investigation by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office determined Duran's use of force was not reasonable and violated policy. He's since been fired. Baldwin County's pier at the Gulf State Park reopens today. It's been closed now for about 4 years since Hurricane Sally. That damaged the pier right after a previous restoration effort had just been completed. The pier will eventually include an observation deck. That part, though, not opening today. While the pier does open today, Baldwin County officials are calling this a soft opening. They say an official grand opening and ribbon cutting is being planned for a later time. Well, one of the biggest homeless camps in Escambia County is going to be cleared out soon. Escambia County reportedly is planning to move folks that have been living in the camp on Beggs Lane in Brent. That's one of the oldest homeless camps in the area. According to the News Journal, the county is looking to move people off that site by December 2nd. County leaders are working with area service providers to find resources for the homeless residents there. An estimated 150 people currently live at the site. The county says the reason the homeless are being moved is because the land suffers from pollution issues dating back to the old Escambia Wood Treatment Company Superfund site next door. The EPA don't deeded the land to Escambia County, but it does have a restriction that it can't be used for residential purposes. A Panama City man is facing charges for sexual battery of an underaged girl. 32-year-old Jeremy Ehlers was arrested over the weekend by deputies. Investigators say the victim was 8 years old at the time of that incident, which allegedly happened in 2016. Ehlers remains in custody in the Santa Rosa County Jail. And deputies in Baldwin County looking for a missing teenage girl. 14-year-old Twyla Tarvin was last seen wearing a pink shirt and black shorts with a black bonnet. Investigators say she left her residence in Spanish Fort Saturday, left her phone at home, and has not been seen since. The Baldwin Sheriff's Office has posted a photo of her on their Facebook. If you have any information on her location, you should contact them. And, of course, the Florida Democrat. The National Democratic Convention being held in Chicago this weekend. Florida Democrat Party Chair Nikki Fried is there. She says she believes it'll be a memorable convention. It is 6:35 now. News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing just some minor slowdowns. If you're going from Milton to East Milton, other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to have just a small chance of rain today, 20% chance overall, high near 94 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Feeling a bit drier as we go into Tuesday, some drier air moves in, sunny skies, high near 93. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71 degrees. For Wednesday, high near 93, sunny skies, and a low near 73. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 82 degrees in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, 85 in Milton. Very hot start to our day. Now our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. European stocks started the new trading week in mixed territory after global markets rallied last week. On Friday, European markets closed higher, rounding off a winning week for global stocks after recent market jitters and volatility due to fears of a recession. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bipartisan package of 10 bills that aims to crack down on smash-and-grab robberies and property crimes. Smash-and-grab thefts, in which groups of individuals brazenly rush into stores and take goods in plain sight, have become a crisis in recent years. The bill allows law enforcement to combine the value of goods stolen from different victims to impose harsher penalties and arrest people for shoplifting using video footage or witness statements. Futures are little changed after the S&P 500 notched its best week of the year last week. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 96, the Nasdaq up 37. That's Your Money Now.
6:36, our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary at Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please reelect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. What do they have in common? They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now it's the Democrats' turn. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Next to public safety. Public safety is the number one job that we have. I mean, EMS, fire, funding our sheriff's office. That's number one. But a close second, in my estimation, is infrastructure, right? Because if we have the infrastructure right, that allows the private sector to thrive. When the private sector thrives, that spins off more money and revenue, and then we all do well. All the boats rise.
All right. So Jeff Bergosh, Commissioner Bergosh, who is up for re-election tomorrow, basically. Whoever wins the primary tomorrow is going to win the election in November. You know, so in fact, there's God, what is against writing candidates that are all his friends anyway? I mean, it's so ridiculous. So you got three people, Jesse Casey, Jeff Bergosh, and Steve Stroberger running for this election. A vote for Jesse Casey is a vote to defray the vote away. If you're going to vote for Jeff, vote for Jeff. If you're going to vote against Jeff, vote for Steve Stroberger. Jesse Casey is in this to muddy it up. He does his town hall about a week and a half ago, which he does periodically do these town halls. I will say this. Jeff Bergosh he's a very good entertainer. He's very good at the town hall. He is. He's captivating. He's interesting. He's, you know, flamboyant. He's funny. What I would have preferred is if he said more things that were true at the town hall. I mean, there's so much that was wrong. But you really have to know your stuff in order to catch his lies because he's so good at it. And I say this as a point of, like, admiration. Like, he's really genuinely so good at it. And the, like, sometimes it's just minor ways of saying things that are, it's so effective. Like, okay, you know that he gerrymandered one of his political opponents, Jonathan Owens, out of District 1, so he couldn't run against him in the future unless he moved. And then he gerrymandered District 2, Doug Underhill, out of his home in Perdido Key. Like, he went out of his way to recapture Perdido Key in rarity, and the text messages prove that that's what he did. But he gets so offended when somebody says that's what he did. So his way of describing it here, this is how he describes it. This is an amazing, this is just a brilliant phraseology. I genuinely give him credit for this.
When this area of Escambia County reverted to District 1 in 2022.
It just reverted on its own, just naturally. It just came back to where it was supposed to be the whole time. You know, after 20 years, it just came back to me. And so in this context, he's talking about the roundabout. That doesn't really matter. You know, he wanted the rumble strips put in. They were a terrible idea. They had them put out. He didn't create the roundabout. The short version of why the roundabout is terrible has to do with changing in personnel. You know, you had one plan to put in one roundabout, and you know, Christine Fanchi was the engineer at the time, and then she left as one of Janice's people when Janice Gilley got ousted by the county commission, and then she left, and then the design got changed, and you got what you got. It was going to be better, and then it wasn't better. You know, and that happened right around the time that Jeff came into office. You know, somewhere in the overlap there was when all of this happened, and I don't really blame him exactly, but, you know, who to blame exactly is hard to figure out, but, anyway, it was a fiasco, and they're going to change it, so good for him. But that's not the part. That's that reverting line, he said this several times.
When this part of the district reverted to District 1.
He said, I mean, there was two or maybe three different times where he used that phraseology.
About a week after this area of Escambia County reverted to District 1, because...
See, if you just keep saying it, people won't even ask questions about how you went out of your way to force yourself to be the overlord of District 1. Anyway, that's just small potatoes in the grand scheme of things. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens is in Pensacola. I'm here in Chicago. John's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Just one accident on the books right now, Ruby Avenue and Fairfield Drive. The road is completely open, but we're starting to see a little bit of slowdown in that area. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the town hall that Jeff Bergosh does. Okay, so total misrepresentation number one, Sorrento Road.
A road of interest down here, Sorrento Road. I'll give you a little history, and then I'll tell you where we're at with it right now. Elections have consequences. Commissioner Gene Valentino, how many people remember him? Remember Gene? Okay. Well, Gene had a lot of good ideas, and one of them he actually had almost to the finish line. That was four-laning all of Perdido Key and Sorrento Road. He had that at the finish line, funded 2014. The problem is he also wanted to build a Bingo Palace casino. That kind of irritated a lot of people, and they gave him the walking paper, 65-35. It was really a blowout, and they blew him out.
Okay. Perdido Key Drive was never fully funded. It's not true. Sorrento Road was never fully funded. It's not true. Perdido Key Drive was a FDOT project, $100 million. Never in the top five. Remember, top five is crucial when you're talking about the TPO. The top five projects, those are the ones that start to get worked on. It was never going to happen. And actually swapped, you know, the swap of Beulah Road for Perdido Key Drive was in order to, you know, make that not happen. Of course, that was done when Commissioner Underhill got in place. But yeah, this notion that Gene Valentino had it like all teed up and ready to go is complete nonsense. Sorrento Road, four laning, complete nonsense. Never in the top five. State project. And it doesn't matter whether something is, you know, six or 25 on the list. If it's not in the top five, it doesn't matter. Not in the conversation. They actually, you know, there was rumors or supposedly there was money in the pot to do it, and there never was. It's never happened. Amy Lavoie had said back in the day that there was no money for this. So, no, this is completely false. But he goes on to blame Doug Underhill on this false premise for killing people on Sorrento Road.
He didn't want it four-laned. He didn't want it, and he killed it. And that's why you've got Sorrento Road, one lane, and a bunch of white crosses, and a bunch of crosses, a lot of dangerous driving habits, a lot of head-on collisions.
You've got white crosses on Sorrento Road because of Doug Underhill? Oh, my God. What a fabulous lie. It's just unbelievable. Elections have consequences. All the things that you're going to misrepresent in this town hall.
When this part of the district reverted to District 1 in 2022, that project, the four-lane Sorrento, was number 18 on the list. 18. We started advocating it. We immediately leapfrogged 10 projects and got it up to 8. At the last meeting of the TPO, we bumped that thing up to 6. It's moving.
It's not, I mean, it's gone up the list, but until it's number 5, it doesn't matter. You can shuffle the numbers anywhere you want. Until it's 5 or above, it literally does not matter. So some projects blaming other people for falsely. Some projects not giving appropriate credit for them.
The boat launch, if you haven't seen that yet, that's incredible. It's up the road on Lillian. Yeah, I mean, we've got like a total of 80 spots. You're never gonna, the only problem is you got to motor a little ways. I mean, it's Perdido Bay, but you've got a gigantic facility and lots of, so, but that took 10 and a half years. So when people go, well, you haven't got concurrency, big things take a long time in government.
That's a Wilson Robertson project. And that's not to take away from the fact that it got finished under Jeff Bergosh's time, but he didn't do that. I mean, that's a Wilson Robertson project, and that's fine. Beach access number 3.
We've done a lot of great projects in Escambia County, but one of the ones that we are now exploring and going to get again is additional beach access, public beach access free with some additional parking. And we've recently, I don't want to steal too much thunder, but we've, I don't know, it's great. I like to steal his thunder and then look at his expression. tell us about the offer that's out, right?
And then he has Tim Day come up to talk about it, and Tim's great.
For a number of years, we've been on and off in conversations with the owner of the property that's directly west of Beach Access Number 3. So between Access 3 and Perdido Key State Park, there's three parcels there. This one is the first adjacent parcel. We're excited because we've kind of got at least an offer and a counteroffer from the owner. And at next month's BCC meeting, we're going to be bringing it to the board for their consideration.
Hey, this is great news. This is great for the county. This is great. This is Doug Underhill's project. This is a project that they were working on for years and wanting to do. And I know Jeff is never going to say Doug did anything right, even though he did. And some of the things that he did right, he's now wanting to take credit for. He's, you know, and anything, you know, that he can blame on Doug, even if Doug didn't do it, he's going to do that. Like Sunset, this notion of elections have consequences. This is, again, amazing. You know, the Sunset Island project, the project to dredge, spoil the intercoastal and then put it in a better place.
So this was a great project. And elections have consequences. A new guy came in and the project died. Well, I heard about it recently.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is an Army Corps of Engineers saying it doesn't have anything to do with the county in this way. And Doug certainly didn't kill the project. It would have put islands, bigger versions of the islands that are by the Sunset Grill. It would have put the dredge spoil there and made better islands right off of Doug's property. Why would he oppose that? It makes no sense. Elections have consequences. Doug killed it. No, he didn't. And this is not going to happen for years and years anyway. It's a great project. It's a great project. But this notion that somehow he found it, elections have consequences, saved it, rescued it. Good Lord.
Well, guess what? We spent $200,000. We're bringing that thing and we're putting it back on the board. We're going to build those islands and it's going to be amazing. I'm telling you what. And the great thing is we'll have that sand ready to go. Not only will that be a benefit when it comes time to replenish the sands after a storm, but wildlife, the nature, the birds, it's going to be a fantastic amenity. So that's coming. We spent $200,000 out of my discretionary, but now that I've stolen your thunder, now come explain how it all works.
And even like, it's, I don't know, I was watching this thing, this town hall, with utter amazement. The reversion of District 1, the Doug killed people on Sorrento Road, the Perdido Key, the Sunset Island, the boat ramp, just all of it. He's incredibly skilled at presenting things to make himself look good. I mean, he's a great politician. Elections do have consequences. We have one tomorrow. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, if you need to have work done in your home, the air conditioner, electrical, plumbing, or heating, Peden, they will take care of you. They've been around for 55 years. Of course, started in Panama City, but they've been expanding ever since. They've been in Pensacola for a long time, in Ellison Field. They've expanded all the way east to Tallahassee, and recently, last year, they expanded west into Alabama, actually, into Baldwin County, and this year to Mobile County. So anywhere along the Gulf Coast in the Central Time Zone, they'll take care of you, and a little bit of the Eastern Time Zone, too. Now, if you need the work done, they've got a couple of specials going on right now. $55 for an AC inspection. That's a pretty good deal. If you do get work done, there's no service fee at all right now. That's totally waived, and you get $55 off the repairs. Now, if you need to have something replaced, and, you know, sometimes that happens, you can't just repair the system, you got to replace it, $555 off of the system replacement. So, Peden will either make it cheaper for you to have the repairs done, or cheaper to actually have the replacement done if that's what you need to do. Find out more, schedule an appointment, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, Peden, PEDEN.com.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Thank you for your support in the last 4 years. We have accomplished a lot. We still have a lot to do to educate and prepare future generations. It's not just about my family. It's about your family as well. Let's push together toward tomorrow with honesty, integrity, and common sense. So I ask you, when you go to the polls, vote Charles Elliott, School Board District 4. Thank you, and may God bless you, is my prayer.
Paid and approved by Charles Elliott for Santa Rosa School Board District 4.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay. Good morning, 6:57 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We did get word of a disabled vehicle on Hickory Hammock Road. Vehicle partially in roadway. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Of course, we're here in Chicago. Bobby Rossi is with me. Our owner, Dave Hoxing, is here in the Airbnb at Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. The festivities all begin a little bit later on today. A little bit of pre-partying last night, I think, by local delegates and some folks from Pensacola who are here as well. And we'll get Jewel Canada Women involved because she's one of the voting delegates. And, of course, she's a friend of the show, and I know her pretty well. Let's see. Back in Pensacola, we've got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, criminal charges are expected to be announced today in connection with the murder of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. Three 18-year-old men and a 22-year-old man were arrested last week for that shooting, which happened back on May 25th. The Los Angeles District Attorney has a news conference scheduled this afternoon regarding that. And Andrew, a Virginia teenager being honored by Time Magazine as the Kid of the Year. Herman Bekele is his name. He's from Woodson High School in Fairfax County, Virginia. He was chosen as the Time Kid of the Year because he invented a soap that treats skin problems. He won last year's 3M Young Scientist Challenge as well for his invention, the soap, which contains a drug that helps treat warts and even some types of skin cancer.
Interesting. Well, you know, kids do the darndest things, sometimes amazing things. That's great. David, thank you so much for the update. A relatively quick future news here. John and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. How will Joe Biden do tonight? Will it be a good or a not so good performance?
Not so good.
Yeah.
It's past his bedtime.
Yeah, I'm worried. I am. I don't think it's going to be great. Will we have violence and or arrests in Chicago around the DNC?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't think you put 100,000 to a million people in an area protesting and nothing goes wrong?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.